From New York, this is Democracy Now!
In the coming years, the future of our country is at stake, so I guarantee that I will be a president who cares for democracy and does not risk it, listens more than what he speaks, seeks unity, and attends to the needs of the people daily.
Chile has become the latest Latin American nation to elect a leftist president as the former student leader Gabriel Boric defeats his far-right opponent after vowing to bury neoliberalism. We'll go to Santiago for the latest. Plus, we look at how the U.S. Navy has contaminated the water supply for tens of thousands of people of Hawaii.
How many more leaks and reports of burning skin will it take? How many more children need to experience headaches, vomiting, and diarrhea before the tanks are shut down? There has already been too much harm, too much damage, not enough accountability, and not enough healing.
But first to Egypt, where an emergency court has sentenced the prominent human rights activist Ala Abdel Fattah to 5 years in prison. We'll go to Cairo to speak with Ala's aunt, the acclaimed Egyptian novelist Adef Swef. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The World Health Organization has warned the Omicron coronavirus variant is spreading faster than even the Delta variant and is infecting vaccinated people at a far higher rate than other forms of the virus. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called on governments to require more public health measures and said many holiday festivities should be canceled.
An event canceled is better than a life canceled. It's better to cancel now and celebrate later than to celebrate now and grieve later.
Here in the United States, the Centers for Disease Control is warning Omicron has overtaken Delta as the dominant coronavirus variant, accounting for nearly three-quarters of new infections. The Pentagon said it's dispatching teams of naval doctors, nurses, and respiratory therapists to Wisconsin and Indiana as hospitals in those states face shortages of beds and medical workers. New York State confirmed a record number of daily infections for the fourth straight day Monday, with Omicron now accounting for 90% of cases. Among those testing positive was Dr. Mary Bassett, New York's acting health commissioner. Bassett, who is fully vaccinated and received a booster shot, reported no symptoms. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Monday the Omicron surge could peak within weeks. He said the city will rely on more testing and a vaccine mandate for private businesses rather than another wide-scale lockdown.
COVID is bad for business. Shutdowns are bad for business. Restrictions are bad for business. We can't let that happen again. And so the mandates that we put in place are the way forward.
The National Hockey League has canceled games for the rest of December, becoming the first major professional sports league in North America to pause during the Omicron surge. This comes as the NFL set another single-day record with 47 players testing positive for coronavirus infections Monday alone. President Biden's delivering a national address on the Omicron variant today. The White House will make 500 million, that's half a billion, at-home COVID-19 test kits available for free, shipped to the homes of anyone who requests one. The Biden administration's also planning to set up 20,000 new testing sites nationwide. On Monday, the White House said a staffer who was recently with President Biden aboard Air Force One tested positive for coronavirus. Biden has reportedly since tested negative. A new study finds glaciers in the Himalayan mountains shed ice 10 times faster over the past four decades than they did over the previous seven centuries. The study, published Monday in the journal Scientific Reports, estimates the glaciers have lost as much as 586 cubic kilometers of ice, enough to raise global sea levels by 1/20 of an inch. Nearly 2 billion people in South Asia rely on meltwater from the glaciers for drinking water and to irrigate their crops. The Biden administration's announced the most stringent tailpipe emission standards in U.S. history. Under the EPA's plan, new gas-powered passenger vehicles will have to average at least 55 miles per gallon beginning in 2026. critics note, the rule change will effectively restore emissions cuts that were canceled by the Trump administration and say the Biden administration should do much more. In a statement, the Center for Biological Diversity said, quote, these rules are little more than a speed bump on the road to climate catastrophe when the president needed to make a U-turn, they said. In Burma, a BBC investigation revealed the Burmese military carried out a series of mass killings of civilians in July that resulted in the deaths of at least 40 men. Several witnesses and survivors told the BBC Burmese soldiers rounded up villagers in Kani Township and separated the men and killed them. Video footage of the killings appeared to show most of the men killed were first tortured. Their bodies were buried in shallow graves. Kani Township is known to be a hub of opposition to Burma's military dictatorship. An emergency court in Egypt has sentenced human rights activist Al Fatah to an additional 5 years in prison. The court also handed down four-year sentences to other prominent prisoners, the human rights lawyer Mohamed Al-Bakr and the blogger Mohamed Ibrahim, who is also known as Mohamed Oxygen. All three were charged with, quote, spreading false news, undermining national security. Al-Abdel Fattah was a leading figure in the 2011 uprising that led to the fall of Egypt's longtime U.S.-backed dictator Hosni Mubarak, after headlines, will go to Egypt to speak with Allah's aunt, Adef Swef, the great writer. In immigration news, a group of 11 Haitian asylum seekers has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration, accusing the U.S. government of physical abuse, racial discrimination, and other severe rights violations while they were forced to take shelter under a bridge in the borderlands of Del Rio, Texas, in September. The plaintiffs are also demanding the U.S. government allow the return of the thousands of Haitian asylum seekers deported from the Del Rio encampment. In a statement, Caroline Joseph of the Haitian Bridge Alliance said, quote, the stories I heard coming out of the Del Rio encampment will forever haunt me. Mothers with newborns denied basic necessities such as shelter and medical care, children being fed nothing or only bread, she said. This comes as immigrant justice advocates are condemning the Biden administration's ongoing mass deportation flights of Haitian asylum seekers. Advocates report the U.S. deported 344 people to Haiti Monday alone, including 32 children. The French humanitarian group Utopia 56 has filed a lawsuit accusing British and French officials of involuntary manslaughter and failure to help people in need over the drowning death of 27 refugees in the English Channel in November. According to the only two survivors, refugees made distress calls to French and English rescue services after their boat capsized and started sinking in the waters off the French port city of Calais. They were ignored. At least three of the victims were children. This is an attorney for Utopia 56.
Et donc nous disons qu'à partir du moment...
We're saying that from the moment the rescue services, English and French, were informed between 2 and 3 a.m. that this boat was in distress, it would have been necessary, and it is a legal obligation that they coordinate and intervene. That was not the case.
The Pentagon has announced new rules aimed at slowing the spread of extremism in the military's ranks. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said Monday that, among other rule changes, soldiers may now be disciplined for liking white nationalist and other extremist content on social media.
The vast majority of men and women in our armed forces, as of course you know, serve honorably. While extremist activity in the force is rare, any instance can have an outsized effect.
The Southern Poverty Law Center welcomed the changes, saying in a statement, quote, the commitments made today are especially important considering the outsized role people with military experience played in the deadly violence surrounding the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. More than 80 of the 700 individuals charged by the Justice Department in connection with the Capitol breach have ties to the U.S. military, end quote. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection has asked Republican Congressmember Scott Perry to voluntarily submit to an interview. It's the first time the committee's publicly asked a sitting member of Congress to testify about their role in the plot to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Investigators say Perry met with Trump ahead of the Capitol riot and pushed Justice Department officials to block the election results. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports the January 6th Select Committee may refer criminal charges against former President Trump and his allies to the Justice Department. That could include wire fraud charges against Trump and other Republicans who raised millions of dollars off false assertions that the election was stolen, and felony obstruction of Congress charges against those who tried to stop the certification of electoral votes. In New York, Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial is now in the hands of the jury. In its closing arguments, the prosecution described the British socialite as a dangerous predator who recruited and groomed economically disadvantaged teenage girls to be sexually abused by convicted predator and sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Maxwell faces up to 70 years in prison if convicted of all counts, including sex trafficking of a minor. Actor Chris Noth has been dropped from the CBS drama The Equalizer after being accused of sexual assault by at least three women in the past week. Noth is best known for portraying the character of Mr. Big in the HBO Max series Sex and the City and its sequel, which premiered earlier this month. The show's debut triggered two of Noth's accusers to come forward in a detailed story published by The Hollywood Reporter last week. A third accuser then spoke to The Daily Beast. None of them have revealed their real names. Noth has also been dropped by his talent management firm, as well as the exercise equipment company Peloton, which has pulled his ads. In Minnesota, jury deliberations begun in the manslaughter trial of former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter, who fatally shot 20-year-old black father Dante Wright during a minor traffic stop in April. During closing arguments, prosecutor Erin Eldridge rejected Potter's claims that she meant to fire her taser, not her pistol, at Wright.
It's manslaughter. That she was an officer does not make it okay. That she was on duty does not make it okay. That she shot him with her service pistol does not make it okay. Her actions were rash and reckless, and what she did was wrong.
Kim Potter is facing first-degree and second-degree manslaughter charges. And Harvard's admissions office has dropped its requirement that applicants submit SAT or ACT standardized test scores after the pandemic limited students' access to testing sites. The new policy will run through at least 2026. Harvard's the latest among a growing number of U.S. schools to drop the standardized testing requirement, which critics say favors wealthy white applicants over students of color. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York, joined by Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Amy, and welcome to all of our listeners and viewers across the country and around the world.
Well, in a moment, we're going to be looking at the Chilean elections. But first, an emergency court in Egypt has sentenced the leading human rights activist, Ala Abdel Fattah, to an additional 5 years in prison. The court also handed down four-year sentences to the human rights lawyer, Mohamed Abakar, and the blogger, Mohamed Ibrahim, known as Mohamed Oxygen. All three were charged with, quote, spreading false news, undermining national security. Rulings by the emergency court cannot be appealed. Ala Abdel Fattah was a leading figure in the 2011 uprising that led to the fall of Egypt's longtime dictator, Hosni Mubarak. Ala has been in prison since his arrest in September 2019, just 6 months after he was released following a five-year prison term. On Monday, the U.S. State Department criticized the sentences, but Egypt remains one of the largest recipients of U.S. military aid. The Biden administration had said earlier it would withhold 10% or $130 million in military aid to Egypt amidst mounting concerns of human rights abuses by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's government. This means nearly $1.2 billion in military assistance will continue to flow to Egypt. We go to Cairo right now. We're joined by Ala Abdel Fattah's aunt, the acclaimed Egyptian novelist Adef Swift. She's the author of several books, including The Map of Love and Cairo, My City, Our Revolution. She worked with Ala on several initiatives during the Egyptian Revolution of 2011. Adef Swift, you were in the courtroom on Monday. Can you talk about the verdicts, your reaction? What happened in court? Did Ala get to speak, your nephew?
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for this. Ala wasn't even in the courtroom. We know that he and his co-defendants were transported to the court, and they were held in the cells in the basement. But they never actually made it into the courtroom. And in fact, the judge didn't even make it into the courtroom. We were all sitting there from 9 a.m. waiting for the judge who had said he was going to pronounce sentence, but the lawyers had several other options and requests for him. And he never came out. He conducted all the other business, all the other cases in the docket. This is a misdemeanors court, which usually deals with things like minor tax evasion, petty crime. And so he did all that from chambers.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday, there will be scattered flurries and a high of -1°C. Thursday will be mainly sunny with a high of -9°C. Friday, there will be a few flurries and a high of -7°C. Saturday, there will be snow and a high of -1°C. Sunday will be cloudy and with sunny breaks and a high of -3°C. Monday will bring a mix of sun and clouds and a high of -5°C. Tuesday will bring snow and a high of -1°C.
Level up dirty, the first thing to know. She see me work on my vertical growth. She see my journey and hurting for dough. She looked me up, said she heard of me before. She found a vibe that she listened to. Make a dance with no top in the living room. She a fan and she watch all my interviews. Now she hang by the ball when I'm in the room. Man, I make myself way too accessible. I'm just hugging the fan, won't let go of my hand. And she say that I'm way too incredible. I can see that she making it sexual. Initially, I'm going for it. She fired the combo flowing, and I know she admired me. Little did I know that shorty was trying me. Asked if I'm open to privacy. She got a secret in her eyes like a something that she concealing. No, she hot. But we ain't equal in her mind. I don't even see the demon that's inside her. She full of deceit. Her man in the crowd while I got her backstage, and she all in my ear saying, pull up on me. I'm peeping the play. He looking for her while she looking for me. Look, I only shoulda, coulda, woulda, bitches. Imagine she could be fucking with my riches. You bound to be stood up, can't fuck up my business. I want you tonight, but I don't want the digits. I know you look fly and I was kinda smitten, but moving twice shy cause I was already bitten. Look at you burning all these fucking bridges. I see you hurting, I ain't even with it. Could've been you. Said it could've been you. It could've been you. Ooh, ooh. Could've been you, ooh, 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 ooh. Could've been you. Suggest. Wanna ride or a little time or a little sex? You a lie, you a little fly sitting on the desk. You a crime, you won't demon time, I'ma never text. You, you, you.
It could've been you, it could've been me. I done got off my ass, I ain't going for weeks. When I jumped out the porch, I ain't going for weeks. Had to run me a bag, I want Patek Philippe's. I want a Rollie and brand new APs. And I dropped out of school cause it wasn't for me. I was getting them racks, I was slipping in peace. Bitch, I feel like Tony, I ain't only trust me. I don't pop with them niggas, I'm just running a figure. Yeah, I ball like the Knicks. I go out in the ass for a flick. I feel like I made it, I ain't even rich. When you go up and make it, they see you switch. All them bridges, I burn them, I don't give a shit. It was me and my dog, 100 racks, so we split. It was me and Javier, 100 racks in the VIP. The kids, so I pull up in spaceship. Gucci Prada, I'm in the latest. My shit like lava, your shit outdated. I feel like the GOAT, I feel like the greatest. I shot at a Henny, now I'm feeling faded. No negative energy in my oasis. I show her via, we ain't gonna play. I go purchase black diamonds, but I'm not a racist. Yeah, you didn't believe in me, but I forgive you, your family. If I eat, you gon' eat my family. It could've been me, but I chose us. McLaren, the coupe with the doors off. I go through pain, I just pull up. Yeah, this life give me cold heart.
Could've been you. Said it could've been you. It could've been you. It could've been you. Could've been you. 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 And I can see what's on your mind. Find where you gon' suggest. Wanna ride or a little time or a little sex. You a lie, you a little fly sitting on the desk. You a crime, you won't demon time. I'ma never text. You.
You. Seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a safe distance between you and me.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with a few loved ones this holiday season, keep following all the health measures. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
A city in the mountain, off this prairie road. When I taste the glacial waters, I'll shed this heavy load. Pop goes the trailer, on down that speeding pass. When I taste the wild mushrooms, I'll put it in the past. City life, city life has got me drinking from the cup, from the cup, from the cup of the pirate soul. Living a lie, living a lie, living a lie, it's got me thinking, it's time to sail on from what I saw. When trees reach for heavens, till the egg is thin, I'll hear the sound of silence and know I can begin. When time has no meaning, except for light and dark, I hope that you will join me. We'll build ourselves an life has got me drinking from the cup, from the cup, from the cup of the pirate soul. Living a lie, living a lie, living a lie, it's got me thinking, time to sail on from what I saw. City life, city life, city life has got me drinking from the cup, from the cup, from the cup of the pirate soul. Living a lie, living a lie, living a lie, it's got me thinking, time to sail on from what I saw. City life has got me drinking from the cup, from the cup, from the cup of the pirate soul. Living a lie, living a lie, it's got me thinking, it's time to sail on from what I saw. City life, city life, city life has got me drinking the cup, from the cup, from the cup of the pirate soul. Living a lie, living a lie, living a lie. Got me thinking, on sail on from what I saw. The city in the mountain, off this prairie road.
Come
on! Watch them move like snakes, taking every way out.
Sorry, I just couldn't go.
Oh, this cold bar floor will be clean when I curl.
Hello and welcome to In the Shower with Taza and Marcus, a bite-sized informative podcast made to be listened to in the shower, but really, you can listen to it wherever you want.
The whole point of this podcast is we take the mysteries of the world, the questions that you've always pondered late at night or early in the morning, and we do our best to debunk them in a bite-sized, informative way.
So far, we've answered questions like:
why do your fingers wrinkle in water?
What are allergies?
How much does a cloud weigh?
What's brain freeze?
And loads, loads more. I suppose you could say:
we expand your mind while you wash your behind.
And for the next 6 weeks, we are partnering up with Cadbury Twirl to expand your mind even further, as Cadbury Twirl fans are going to be giving us questions to answer.
We're going to be answering these twirly thoughts and working our way towards answering the biggest question of all.
What makes a twirl so twirly?
Right, so last week you had your theory saying that a twirl bar only gets all twirly when you crack it open.
Yes.
I think you're wrong.
Okay, give me your best answer.
So this week I was doing some yoga.
Right.
And as I was contorting and twisting my body, and everyone around me were contorting and twisting their bodies, I thought that it kind of, maybe the chocolate is yoga chocolate.
Okay.
And that the chocolate is getting all twirly and whirly and bendy and wendy and flopsy and wopsy. And that's what makes a twirl so twirly. The chocolate is doing yoga.
Okay. Plausible. Not as good as my explainer last week. Nor do I think it's going to be anything on my explanation next week.
You have another explanation next week?
Yep, I sure do.
Well, in the meantime, we have a question submitted by a Cadbury fan to answer this week. And that question is:
do pets name their owners?
So this week's question is actually really cool, and it's got me thinking about the whole dynamic I've had with my pets since forever. The question is, as we said, do pets name their owners?
What kind of pets did you have growing up, Marcus?
So I had cats in Ireland and I had dogs in France. I had a couple of cats and, yeah, dogs. I had collies. They were really, really stupid. What about you?
I've had loads of pets in my
really?
Lifetime. Yeah, loads and loads. Everything you can imagine, from chickens to lambs to pigs, donkeys, horses, fish, you name it. But the pets that have spent the most time in my life are my two little doggos, Sam and Pup. And when they look at me, they're cute, fluffy dogs. When they look at me, I wonder, you know, are they thinking, hey, look, there's Taz. We love her. I hope she scratches my head. Or are they just thinking, food, 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 belly rubs, food, 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 owner, belly rubs, food?
I think the second one anytime I see you.
Food, 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 belly rubs, food.
I'm only kidding. I definitely think the whole, like, oh, here's Taz. I hope she scratches my head. I love her as well. I definitely think that. So do you think pets name their owners?
I think so. I mean, like, my dogs are smart. And they definitely recognise names. Surely they would have to call each of us in our family something different, you know? They has to.
Yeah, so what do you mean when you say they recognise names?
Well, if I say, you know, go to dad, they'll go to dad. That kind of thing, you know?
Okay, really, it's interesting. So when I looked into this, there's basically nothing I could find which pointed to, like, a specific direction or gave a conclusive answer on whether pets name their owners. So I had to dig a little bit deeper.
Like some sort of a pet mole.
Yes, like my initials.
Please, there. please tell me that this has something to do with, like, dog psychotherapy, brain reading. That, and all I'm imagining now is a little dog sitting down on the seat with wires plugged into its head, trying to read its brain waves.
I actually did read about dog MRIs, but we'll get into that.
Okay.
First off, the whole phrasing of the question, do pets name their owners, is pretty general. First of all, there's hundreds of varieties of pets. Judging by earlier in the episode, you've had most of them. but they all use different traits to actually recognise their owners. So we're going to go through some of those. What do you think the most common pet in the world is?
My gut definitely says dogs, but my head is definitely saying something else. Like, you know, for people who live in a city, birds or fish, something along those lines.
Bingo. So the most common pet in the world is freshwater fish.
Little goldfish.
Little goldfish, little Brazilian fighting fish, those little black fish with the eyes that stick out of their heads.
Oh, do you know, fun fact, what? I once had a goldfish that died in the bag on the way home.
No way.
I know.
I'm sorry to hear that. I should have attached a trigger warning when I wrote this episode. So yeah, the most common pet in the world is freshwater fish. The numbers have surely gone up by now, but a study conducted by Live Science in 2013 showed that 142 million freshwater fish were kept as pets, which is almost twice
what?
As many as dogs.
That yeah. is insane. But mm-hmm. surely, like, fish is a terrible place to start. Are fish even pets? I feel like they don't even have brains. But, you know, okay, fair enough. Makes sense. So the question begs the answer. Do fish name their owners? Surely the whole thing with goldfish having short, tiny memories doesn't come from nowhere. And like, memory is associated with recognition.
You'd think that. And obviously there's the whole stereotypes of, you know, the 6-second memory and all that. And I was as surprised as you'll be on this one. But yes, it's actually been studied and confirmed that fish are smarter than we think, with the ability to form bonds.
Stop.
With other fish and with people. They can memorize the layouts of their tanks and even recognize human faces.
What? So you're telling me that Finding Nemo was more of a documentary than a kid's film? Like, they recognize Darla.
Wait. I will fight anyone who talks smack about Finding Nemo. That film is my life. But yeah, a study was done using archerfish.
Archerfish being?
So archerfish, they're a Southeast Asian fish.
Okay.
And I presume they're kept as pets because it said this in the study. they have the ability to hunt for insects along riverbanks by forcibly ejecting a stream of water from their mouths, causing the insect to fall into the water and be eaten. Basically, they spit at fish to eat them, right?
Oh my God.
Hence archer. Archers have arrows. This fish has a stream of water from the mouth, right? So this ability to use their mouth like a water pistol is the means by which trained archerfish were able to make selections between two images of human faces, right?
Okay.
The trained archerfish was able to correctly select the familiar face 81% of the time.
Hang on. So explain this to me again.
So they'd familiarize the fish with the face.
Okay.
And then they'd show it two faces. 81% of the time, it'd spit at the familiar face, right?
Okay.
The scientists then made the images more consistent by leveling the brightness and colour and everything like that. And the archerfish improved their score to 86%. So, like, fish can actually recognise humans.
What? That is insane!
Mm-hmm.
I also absolutely love the fact that there was a scientific study conducted that involved fish spitting on people that they recognise.
That's where your tax dollars are going, baby. Anyway, but like, what's interesting in this whole thing is that we normally give credit to mammals for their ability to recognise their owners. Land animals have the added benefit of being able to use scent and
yes.
hearing. So, I mean, fish are actually a lot smarter than we think.
So what about the mammals? Cats and dogs and rats and lions and all the rest of those four-legged fluffy animals.
So after fish, cats and dogs are the most popular pets in the world.
Yeah.
And while we don't know if they actually name their owners like we name things, they might in their own way.
Okay, what do you mean?
So, I mean, like, naming things is kind of an exclusively human thing. You know, we have a certain set of senses and means of recognizing things that we apply to people and things. So our fluffy friends, like cats and dogs and everyone else, have a totally different way of seeing the world. And our relationships with them come from different places. So dogs recognize people, places, and things primarily through scent.
Mm-hmm.
So while your Jack Russell might not look at you and have an actual name for you, it will definitely know your scent apart from anything else. So, I mean, it's actually crazy when you look at how good a dog's sense of smell is. They can tell identical twins apart.
Using just their scent.
Using just scent. It's a bit mental. Like, a trained hound dog can follow a scent for miles, and it can be just a scent that it smelled once. It's absolutely
insane.
Incredible.
So do dogs use any other senses to recognise people? Like, fish, we're using eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs, scent for the most part. Do they use any other senses?
They do. So it was often thought that dogs actually had really bad eyesight, but they don't. A study led by Paolo Monghio of the University of Padua in Italy in 2010 found that dogs can pick their owners out of a crowd by recognising their faces, right?
And how do they do that there was no smell?
There was just like loads and loads and loads of smells, and it was at a distance.
Okay, okay, okay.
So when dogs watched their owners and random strangers walk back and forth in a room, the dogs paid much more attention to their owners than they did to the strangers.
Okay.
When both humans wore masks over their faces, however, the dogs had difficulty telling them apart and seemed to pay about the same amount of attention to both people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they recognize faces.
But this is where it gets interesting. Dogs evolved with humans and were one of the earliest animals to be domesticated, whereas cats didn't. So the entire way that they recognize us is completely different.
Cats don't really care, though, do they? I feel like, you know, they don't care enough to name their owners.
Well, actually,
I know this is so controversial because people adore cats. And
no, but do you know what? What you just said is actually completely accurate. Cats have never had to care about human interaction as much, so they've never really had to recognize their owners in that way, and that's for entirely different reasons. As I said, dogs were domesticated, but cats kind of made up their own minds about partnering up with humans. Where human settlements were, rodents were, and cats showed up to hunt the rodents. It's evolved from there, and it's kind of this, I'm going to say, like 90% domesticated symbiotic relationship. But they've never had to recognize our faces the way dogs have. So obviously dogs will recognize their owner's faces like almost every time. But studies show that cats only recognize their owner's faces a little bit more than half the time.
What?
Because they've never had to actually recognize owners.
But surely...
They rely far more on body language and scent. But this is the interesting. Other cats, they'll recognize cats they're familiar with over 90% of the time.
Oh my God, that makes me trust cats even less.
Yeah, it's actually been established that cats know what behaviour they need to exhibit to get food, scratches, affection, security, a roof over their head. They know what to do to actually make us react in a certain way. So dogs are truly man's best friend, and they've been domesticated for thousands of years, and they protect and love their owners and, you know, just be a really, really kind of loyal companion. Cats just kind of manipulate us to do their bidding.
They probably think we're actually their pets.
And to be honest, if we consistently act the way they expect us to, maybe we are. And maybe we're really easy to train. But with the information I've just given you, right, do you think pets name their owners?
Okay, I just want to backtrack here for a second. Yeah. So dogs recognize their owners' faces and their scents.
Yeah.
Cats, just over half the time, recognize their owners.
Mm-hmm.
So is that to say if I walked into my friend's house, my friend's cat would be just as likely to walk up to me or her?
Her owner's scent would be more familiar, but there's a good chance that facially they wouldn't be able to tell you apart. That being said, they do look at body language and body shape and size and everything like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do pets name their owners? I think they probably do, yeah, but at the end of the day, what does a name matter, I suppose? Like, a pet will recognise you and bond with you, and that's kind of the same thing, whether it recognises you by smell or by body language or by your big hairy face, no?
I do have a big hairy face, but do you know what? I'm going to call it now, and there's so much deeper information that we could actually go into on this. They've like stuck dogs in MRI machines and all that kind of thing. But I'm going to say yes. While it might not be by a name, dogs and cats and pets definitely name their owners, because to name something is to assign importance to it, and they definitely do that.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Marcus, any facts to end the episode?
Right, fish fact. And this one is kind of mad. What would you say the average lifespan of a goldfish is?
Oh, going by my poor little, flippy pets, I'd say... Oh, God, maybe 4 or 5 years?
I thought you were going to say 4 or 5 hours, judging by the fact that a goldfish died in the bag. A goldfish can actually live up to 40 years.
Ah, stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's like half your age.
Yeah, funny, aren't you? Dog fact, right?
Woo!
So when I said that dogs recognize people by scent, and I said that their sense of scent is way better than ours, I just want to let you know by how much, right?
Okay.
A dog's sense of smell is 1,000 to 10 million times better than yours.
10 million times? That's insane.
It's absolutely mental, right?
Like 10 times better would be insane.
Yeah.
20 times better, 100 times better, 10 million times better. That is hard to comprehend.
Imagine any sense that you have being 10 million times better. It's absolutely insane. They can smell what you had for lunch 3 years ago. Right, final fact, and it's a cat fact, right? Obviously, small cats make good pets, even if they manipulate us a little bit. But keeping big cats can end in disaster.
Okay.
So in 2004, Al Abel was bitten and killed by his pet lion, Simba, on his Illinois farm that he ran with his wife.
So we're going from don't keep cats as pets to, no, hang on a minute, he didn't keep a cat as a pet, he had a lion as a pet.
Yeah, the 52-year-old man was attacked while cleaning the large cat's enclosure after failing to secure the animal inside its holding pen. Don't keep a pet lion. Yeah.
I think I would have... Would you keep a pet lion?
No, you have to draw the line somewhere. So there you have it. I think the conclusive answer that we're going to give on In the Shower is yes, pets name their owners.
What do you think my pets name me?
Oh, Squishy.
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 They definitely name you, oh, Squishy's boyfriend. Guys, as we said, that was a question that was submitted by Cadbury Twirl fans, and they're going to be submitting questions for the next 6 weeks. They're all brilliant questions, so tune in next week because it's going to be equally great.
If you want to get in touch with us with a question or a comment, or even if you just want to say hi or send us a picture of your pets, which have definitely given you a name, it couldn't be easier. Just search In the Share with Taz and Marcus on Facebook, or if you're on Twitter, just look at In the Share Pod.
If you want to get in touch and say hi or send us a question that we can answer down the line, you can get us an email at intheshowerpodcast@gmail.com.
Couple of thank yous to wrap up the episode. First of all, a massive thank you to Alan and Paddy and all the crew in the Headstuff Podcast Network. Thanks a million, guys.
Next up, thank you so much, Flo Robinson, for our cover art. We love you, Flo.
We love you, Flo. A big thank you to Dave Gertzman, Dave's Record Rama on Instagram, for our jingle, which is great, and I love it, and I listen to it all night long and dance in my room.
Next week's question, Marcus.
Next week, we're going to be taking a look at two questions. Taz is going to give some kind of theory on what makes a twirl so twirly.
It's going to be better than bloody chocolate doing yoga, Marcus.
I don't think so. But also, we're going to look at what makes the sky blue.
Dun, dun, dun.
That episode will be ready next Monday morning in time for your Monday shower. But in the meantime,
keep scrubbing.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
I grew up on a Heinzman, like, just like this. The story from my parents is that they got it, or my grandmother got it when a nunnery was closing down. That's it. And the nuns didn't know how to do woodwork, so they had like foreigners do it.
Daddy's on the tightrope, ain't looking down. And mama got a new coat from the lost and found. Nobody seems to know what's going down in this town. Whoa. In the courthouse, ain't looking too fine. Nobody seems to care who spilled the wine. Evidently not the kind of crime you would find in this town. Whoa, whoa. Crime you would find in this town. Got a suitcase, calls on its way. She gonna start a new life somewhere far away. Nobody tells her that she really should stay in this town. Whoa, she really should stay in this town. Whoa. parking lot, trying to figure out, trying to figure out just what the hell these kids are talking about. Some say they whisper, but we know that they shout in this town. Whoa, whoa. We know that they shout in this town. Whoa, whoa.
It's all on tape, baby. Let's do another tape. Damn, I missed it.
Thank you. portrait tout gris, t'es l'essence de notre amour, derrière nous la folie, mettons à l'abri les beaux jours, et même sans doute le vertige, tout le monde sait le secret, que l'harmonie était en crise.
Well, that wraps up the show. Keep on listening to CKUT. Well, that wraps up the Christmas show on the Wednesday morning after. Be listening next week when we'll ring in the new year. Have happy holidays and keep listening to CKUT.
Psalm 2021, solstice profond. C'est l'émission Sleepy King Radio.
La 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 la